Hello there, everyone. This is Alex Hall once again, and today we are going to look at the calendar app on OS 10. And a lot of people I've seen on different email lists and places have said that calendar on the Mac is not very accessible and it doesn't work well. And I would argue that it's just different from what you might be used to. Certainly, it works different from how it does on iOS, and I've never used a calendar app on Windows, but it's probably different from that too. But it's quite usable. And aside from a couple small hiccups, I haven't really found anything that I can't do. So I thought I'd just show you how it works and how I use it, and hopefully this will help some of you out who are struggling with using Calendar effectively. The first thing we'll do is make a new event, because that throws a lot of people off. It's definitely not what you might be thinking it is. There's a little hint that reads, and it's just strange until you know what's going on. Then we'll look at how to actually examine different days and see if you're available or not available and review your calendars that way. So let's go right over to the calendar app.
Calendar, window. Monday, May 4th, 2015. Month calendar area, group.
That's where you'll land when you first open calendar, and usually when you go back into it, that contains all the days. And there are four views, by the way. There is day, week, month, and year. And this grid will contain everything depending on what you're viewing. And we'll look more at that in a little bit when we go over availability and when events are. But there are four possible views. This grid is where they all live. Depending on which one you've got selected, that grid will change, but whatever is in that grid is what will be shown based on your current view. That's all the grid means. But we don't even need to mess with that if we want to just make a new event. All we need to do is press Command N.
New movie at 7 p.m. on Friday. Edit text.
And this is where people get tripped up, I think, at first. They hear something about a movie at 7 p.m., and they're like, "No, I don't want to make a movie. What are you talking about?" That's just a hint. See, what the Mac is going to do is, based on what I type, it's going to try to figure out what the event is titled, where it is, when it is, and I think even who it's with. I've never really used that feature. But as you type, whenever that gets updated, whenever you type a new piece of information that will change something about that event, the Mac will realize it, and then VoiceOver will speak new information. Let me start typing here, and I'll show you what I mean. I'm going to put in the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference that's on June 8th, and I'm usually the one who writes the cover blog for it, kind of summarizing what happened. So I'm going to write in there a reminder to myself that I have that day blocked off. So let's see,
T right space. Calendar has new window. WWDC
WWDC.
space right WWDC today 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Completion selected.
Now I've stopped typing, and all that happened was it started to figure it out. It automatically thinks, okay, you're typing just a title, probably going to happen today, and we'll go for the next hour. So right now it's before 9 o'clock, it's about, I don't know, 8:30-ish, and that means that it's going to figure the next hour from 9 o'clock until the hour after that, 10 o'clock. It always goes for today for a duration of 1 hour. I'm going to change that though. Let me finish writing out the title. So I've got.
Create quick event.
That does not help me.
Write WWTC insertion.
There we go. If that ever happens, by the way, I was hitting VOL to read current line, and it was just telling me create quick event. All that means is my focus was not on the text field, so I just hit VO right arrow, and now I'm in my text field, so VOL will
Write WWTC.
read what it's supposed to read. Coverage blog.
Write WWDC coverage log today, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Completion selected. Page
Okay.
log. Text inserted.
I still haven't given it the details of the day or time yet, so let me do that next. I've got my title, write cover coverage blog. I'll hit space.
Space. Write WWDC coverage log today, 9 p.m.
And that's not an extra space, that's just because I hadn't put my space after my G yet in blog. And I'll type June 8th.
Write 8. Write WWDC coverage log. Monday, June 8th, 2015. All that day. Completion selected.
Now it figures, all right, you have a new day. It's not today, so it's going to be an all-day event. And that's, of course, not quite right. I have a specific time in mind. But if you do need an all-day event, you're done. You can just stop right there. Title and when. And it's, boom, automatic all-day event. If you need a specific time, you just hit space once again, and again, that's not an extra space, it's just because I didn't hit one after I stopped typing last time.
Space.
And you give it a time, so it's 1 p.m., I'll give myself till 6 p.m., so 1
1, write W, space,
p.m.
M, write W, space. Up space, right double, PM. Right WWDC coverage log, Monday, June 8th, 2015, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Completion selected.
And there we go. All I did was, I literally typed out exactly what VoiceOver just said, and now the calendar knows what I'm talking about. I'll hit enter.
Seven items, right WWDC coverage log, contents selected, edit text.
Now I'm in the event creation dialogue here. And the first thing you land on is the title. And as you heard, it pulled out the title that I'd given it, Write the Coverage Blog. That's the whole title is now in that box. It didn't include the date and everything else because it knows that's information for scheduling. That's not part of the title. I can VO right arrow as usual.
Music, pop-up button.
This is the calendar selection. That's actually my music calendar, but I want home, so I'll hit down arrow. You could also use VO space. It doesn't matter.
Menu checkmark, music, home.
Okay.
Divider, dimmed, home, pop-up button.
VO space on home. And if you don't use more than one calendar, you don't have to worry about that. It's not a huge deal either way. But I have several calendars that I use for different events. Some of them shared, some of them not. That pop-up button, even though it's not labeled, is where you choose which calendar this event belongs to. We will continue to the right.
Add location. Edit text.
Here you can add a location for it, and of course it's going to be at home, but if I wanted to, I could actually start typing an address or the name of a business, and it would try to autocomplete, which is a really nice feature. So say I were doing this in California at Apple's headquarters. I wish I were, but I'm not. If I were, though, I would start typing exactly that. So one infinite loop. There we go. You heard that little sound there? That means that it's trying to figure it out. If you down arrow, just plain old down, not VO down arrow.
Apple Incorporated, 1 Infinite Loop, Cupertino, California, 95014.
That is the one I want, so enter.
Apple Incorporated, 1 Infinite Loop, Cupertino, California, 950.
Now that location is entered.
Home, pop-up button.
I'll VO left, and we're back in my calendar. VO right.
Apple Incorporated, 1 Infinite Loop, Cupertino, California, 95014. Contents selected, edit text.
And there's
location.
There's my location, is done. But as I said, it's not actually there, even though I wish it were, so I'll just delete that.
Selection deleted.
I don't need it. But if you do, if you need a location, that's how you'd enter it. You don't have to match. If it doesn't find what you're looking for, you can just type it exactly. It doesn't really matter. But as you start typing, just, you know, down arrow, see if it's already figured it out. It can often be a lot faster.
June 8th, 2015, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. button. Press to show an expanded section.
This is the scheduling part of it. And this is, I think, the other part where people get a little bit mixed up, because it's not immediately obvious that you can change all this. So if you didn't type it in, if you only entered, the title of the event, you didn't give it all the other information back in the quick event window, you would go in here, and this is where you change it. It's a button, though, so you first have to activate it with VO space.
Press June 8, 2015, date.
Now you're on your date picker. And June 8th is correct. But if it weren't, I could go in here, I could interact with the date.
Interact with date, 2015.
And now I can use my VO right or my VO left.
June, 2015, June, day 8, 2015.
To figure out where I am and which items I'm changing. To change an item, VO up or VO down.
2016.
Now I'm VO up arrowing in the year area.
2017, 2015.
And back down to 15. Maybe I realize, oh, you know what, it's actually in July.
June.
So I VO right until I find the month, which happens to be the very next one, and I VO up.
July.
And there it is, July. But it's not, it's in June.
June.
There we go, VO down to fix that. Stop interacting, by the way. I just want to show you something.
Stop interacting with date.
Because this is kind of cool. If you don't VO right or left, because that would take you off of the date, if you just plain old left or right arrow, it won't say anything. I'm hitting them now, you're not hearing speech. But what that's actually doing is still moving me through the fields, just like VO left or right did when we had interacted. And I mention this because you can do one thing that you can't do when you're interacting. Let me up or down arrow to double check which one I'm on.
9, 8.
Okay, so I'm on the day. And I knew that because I just up arrowed and I heard 9, and I know that the only number there that would be around 9 would be the day. If I wanted, say, the 25th, I could just go here, and again, I'm not interacting, that's key. Not interacting, and I can just type 25.
25.
Now I've got it set for June 25th. If I wanted, say, December, Let me find my month.
May, June.
There we go. Now I'm on the month, and I know that because I left arrowed once, which from the day will take me to the month. I double-checked myself by hitting down arrow. I heard May, and the only thing that's going to tell me a month name is the month. So I'm definitely on the month. And again, if I want to move to December, I can just type it. I can type 12.
December.
There we go. Month is December now because I typed the number 12. And December, of course, is the 12th month. For some reason, hitting a letter doesn't actually work. I just hit A.
November. December.
It didn't do anything. I don't know why. So if you know the month number that you want, you can just use that.
June.
There, I hit 6. We're back in June. Anyway, it's a really interesting way of interacting with dates. Not quite as fast as typing them in some cases, but it's certainly accessible. And if you need that spoken feedback, just interact with it and use your VO up, down, left, and right. If you're okay with just arrowing around without feedback until you're adjusting a value, don't interact and just use plain arrow keys without the VO keys added onto them. Either way works just fine. No way's better, no way's worse. Use them both. Doesn't really matter. That is how you would select the date. And this works, by the way, for all date pickers across the entire system. We're about to see another one.
1 p.m. time.
Now, I've gone to the right. I hit VO right for my date, and I'm on the time. And this works the same general way. Interact with it.
Interact with time. 1 p.m. 0 minutes.
And I can change the minutes.
1:00.
I can just VO right to minutes and up or down, or I can change the hour.
1 p.m.
By VO left to the hour, and we landed on the hour, by the way. I just moved to the right immediately, but back on the hour.
2 p.m., 3 p.m.
I can change that.
2, 1 p.m.
And same deal as before, if I stop interacting.
Stop interacting with time. 12 p.m., 1 p.m.
I hit up or down arrow there, and I know that I'm on the hour because it's saying 1 and 12. If I wanted to change that, say, to 3, I can just hit the letter, the number 3.
3 p.m.
There we go. If I wanted to change it to 10.
10 p.m.
Okay. Right arrow to the minutes.
59. 0.
I can change that. I can set it, say, to 37.
37.
There we go. Now it's at whatever, 37 p.m.
10 a.m.
And now I right arrowed once more. I hit down arrow.
10 p.m. 10 a.m.
And you hear it moving between a.m. and p.m. That's how you would toggle morning or afternoon. So what do we have? If I VO left to get off of the time, and then immediately VO right to get back onto it, I will hear what I've got set.
June 10:37 a.m. time.
10:37 a.m. I don't want that. I want...
36. 59. 0.
There we go. I want 10 o'clock even.
10 a.m. time.
And we're back to where we were originally. So exact same deal as the date picker. You can use the same commands, the same typing the amount you want, all of that still works, the interacting, the not interacting, everything's exactly the same as what you saw with the date picker. This is all the start time. Now we'll go to the right once more.
Ends colon.
And now we've got a little heading here that says, well, not a heading, but a little label that says ends. Now, this date and this time are going to be the end, not the start.
June 25th, 2015, date.
So it ends on the 25th. No, it doesn't.
Ends June 25th, 2015.
Oh, that's why I forgot to change it back.
8. 10, June 8th, 2015.
There we go. I went back to my start date. I changed it back. I forgot I didn't do that before.
10, ends colon, June 8th, 2015, date.
And you'll notice that as I change the start date, that end date changed because it knows that the duration is only a few hours. So it knows that I'm probably not going to want it to last for, 17 days. So the two are constantly updating as the one updates the other changes as well. Same deal with the times.
3 p.m. time.
So on there right now it ends at 3 p.m., which I don't want. I actually want it to end at 6.
6 p.m.
There we go. All I did was hit 6, and it changed it immediately to 6 because I knew I was on the hour. That's where it defaults, the leftmost item in a date or a time. 6 p.m. is fine. I don't want it to be any shorter than that. And I didn't mean to imply, by the way, that you can't change the interval of this, because you absolutely can. The deal is, you have to change the end time. As you change the start time, the end time will shift to match it and keep the same interval you had set already. As you change the end time, the start time will not change. So right now I've got it set
7 a.m. time
to start at 7.
June 8, 2015, 6 p.m. time.
And end at 6. If I change the end time,
5 p.m., 4 p.m.,
I push it back. Now, in theory, this should have pushed the start time back, but
7 a.m. time.
It didn't. The start time remained the same. If I change the start time, though, and I push this up to 10,
9 a.m., 10 a.m.,
the end time,
7 p.m. time,
has now moved.
10 a.m. time.
Move it to 12.
12 p.m. 9 p.m. time.
Move it to 9. Now it's at 9. It's always keeping that same interval, but if I lower the end time,
6 p.m.
6.
12 p.m. time.
The start time hasn't moved. So the key is you can move the start time to move the entire event and keep everything else the same. You can move the end time to adjust how long the event will last, which makes sense when you think about it, because if you're moving the start, you're moving kind of the whole block. If you're moving the end, you're only adjusting how big the block is. So let's keep going here once I change this to
11 a.m., 10 a.m.,
there we go, 10,
June 8, 4 p.m., 6 p.m.,
and 6. There. Now, the event is correct, except it's not.
Ends colon, 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m.
Okay, there we go. Now it's correct. I was thinking it's 10 a.m. because it starts at 10 Pacific, but I'm in Eastern. Anyway, let's continue on to the right, see what else we got.
Ends June 8, 9 p.m., time.
And remember, because I moved the start date, it didn't know that I wanted to shrink it, so I've got to shrink this
6 p.m.
to there. Start date,
June 8, 1 p.m., time.
Still 1.
6 p.m., time.
Now it ends at 6, which is exactly what I had in the first place before I started messing with all of it. Again, you won't have to do this if you either set it the first time or type in the times as you're creating the quick event. I've just doing all this to show you how it all works. It's really a whole lot faster than I'm making it seem.
Repeat colon.
Now we've got our repeat.
None. Pop-up button.
Which gives us a few options. And as before, VO space or just plain old down arrow.
Menu checkmark. None. Every day.
Repeat every single day.
Every week. Every month. Every year.
Or.
Custom ellipsis.
We've got custom. So the standard day, week, month, year. Custom. I'll just show you real quick.
Custom ellipsis. Checked. Window. Week left paren, S right paren on colon.
What's going on here? I'll go to the top of the window.
Frequency colon.
All right, we've got our frequency.
Weekly pop-up button.
Which can be set to a
choose
few different
how often
options.
The menu checkmark, weekly, daily. Checkmark, weekly, monthly, yearly, daily.
So same idea as before.
Checkmark, weekly.
Let's leave it on weekly, but what you choose in this pop-up will slightly change what the rest of the window looks like, but it's all pretty similar. So we'll leave it on weekly for now.
Divider, dimmed, weekly, pop-up button, every.
And I'm continuing on to the right.
1. Contents selected, edit text. Week left paren, S right paren on colon.
So right now it's set to every week. I could change this 1.
1. Contents selected, edit text.
Maybe.
5. Unselected, insertion at end of text.
Now it's set to every 5
week left paren,
weeks. And on.
Check desk. Sierra, checkbox.
Now, what's going on here is it's prompting you to figure out which days will this repeat on? Will it be every Sunday or every Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday? And for some reason, these checkboxes only have the first letter of the day of the week, not the whole one. So this S is Sunday.
Checked M. Mike, checkbox.
That M is Monday, T is Tuesday, and so on and so on. All of those checkboxes you can check or uncheck as you prefer. Again, if you change this to, say, monthly, then a very different window will appear, and you'll have different options for selecting. But the basic idea is you go in here and you choose how frequently or infrequently you want this event to recur. I'll hit escape, though.
Calendar window. Monday, May 4th, 2015. Month calendar area group.
All right. I was hoping this would happen. Because I hit escape from the one window, I've now gone out of my quick event window. If that ever happens to you, it's pretty simple to get back into it. VO shift J.
19 items. None. Pop-up button. None.
There we are.
Pop-up button. Repeat colon.
Right back where I was on my repeat.
None. Pop-up button.
So I've got set to none because I closed the frequency window without selecting anything with the escape key.
Travel time colon.
Travel time is...
None. Pop-up button.
Kind of neat idea. If I had left the one infinite loop thing in there, travel time it would have taken a second, but it would have actually calculated how long it would take me. So I could choose from the options here.
Menu checkmark, 5 minutes, 15, 30 minutes, 1 hour, 1.5 hours, 2 hours.
You get the idea. All the way at the bottom.
Custom ellipsis.
Again, custom, you can set exactly. But had I given this an address, it would have actually figured out how long it would take me to get there, and that travel time would have been the first option in the menu. So if you're going to be traveling there, that's a nice feature. It can let you be reminded when you have to leave and fancy things like that. I will close this, though.
None.
Don't need
pop-up
it.
Button.
Continuing to the right.
Alert colon. 30 minutes before left parent, default right parent. Pop-up button.
I've got mine set to 30 minutes before. That's a setting you can change. I think it defaults to no alert, and then a one-day alert for all-day events, I believe. I'm not sure. But I've got mine set to a 30-minute default, so that without me having to set that, it automatically gives me a 30-minute warning. But as before, you can choose from all the different options.
Menu checkmark, 30 minutes before left parent default, none. At time of event, 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before.
And so on.
Custom ellipsis.
Custom is the very last option, but I don't need to set that right now.
30 minutes before left parent default, right parent, pop-up button, add alert button.
So why does it say add alert? That's not adding the current alert that you just set. That's actually giving you a second alert. Sometimes when you do that, for some reason, it will go a little bit strange. The best thing to do if all of a sudden your focus is somewhere else, or as you veer left and right, you're not where you think you should be, just Command-Tab out of calendar and come back into it. I find that usually clears things up quite nicely. And once you add that, you'll have another pop-up button where you can choose another alert duration. And you can add as many of those as you like, I believe.
Add alert, repeat, or travel time button.
So I can
press to show an expanded section.
Actually close that entire section if I want to.
Edit attendees button.
Now, attendees is kind of nice. You could actually go in there and invite people. And it's especially nice if they're already in your contacts, because just like when you're composing a message or an email, all you do is type part of their name. It tries to autofill. You choose the contact you want, and you're done. Let me do that. Let me
add invitees. Edit text.
Add invitees. The pretty standard text field here. I'm just going to invite myself.
Alex.
Oops. If I can spell my own name. There we go.
H. Unselected.
And I'll down arrow.
Alex Hall.
Okay, there I am. And I will VO right.
Add notes, URL, or attachment. Alex Hall, let's make.
And notice that this isn't actually in a separate window. This is just a text field in the same window where I'm adding all the other details. I'll hit enter to choose myself in this case, but you would hit enter to choose whoever you wanted to add.
Unselected.
Now I'm in there.
Add notes, you add invitees, edit text.
And I can
add invitees.
Add another one if I wanted to. If I VO left from this field.
Add invitee button. Alex Hall attach text. Add alert. Repeat. Add invitee button.
Now it's chose. It's
Alex Hall attach
showing
text.
Me as one of those attached text things that VoiceOver does.
Add invitee button.
Hit this.
Press add invitee button. Add invitee button. Alex Hall attach text.
And there we go.
Add notes, URL, or attachments.
Honestly, I'm not sure if you have to hit that button or not. I've done this a few times. I hit it, but I honestly couldn't say if I absolutely need to or if it does it before I even do that. But I figure hit it, you know, can't hurt. Anyway, the last thing we've got.
Add notes, URL, or attachments button.
Is
press to show an expanded.
One more of those same deals there. It shows the expanded section where you can add additional information. And that will be available in the calendar as you're looking at the event later, which we will do in a bit. But that's it.
Right, WWD.
A VO right arrow looped me around to the beginning. I am done with this entire event, so enter will add it for me.
You're about to send an invitation for right WWDC coverage log. Do you want to send right WWDC coverage log now, continue editing the event, or delete the event? Do you want to send? Delete button. Edit button. Send. Default button.
And send is default. I've got to say, I haven't seen this before. It might be new in one of the newer Yosemite versions, but enter will send that event.
Calendar window. Write WWDC coverage log. Insertion at beginning of text. Edit text. Monday, May 4th, 2015. Month calendar area group.
Okay.
Next month button. Grid.
Here we are. That's it. We just added an event. And again, when you do this for real, it is a whole lot faster, I promise. You just go in there, Command N, type the name, when it is, and enter, change anything you need to change, and you're done. You just hit enter to add it. It's a whole lot faster than it is in the demonstration here. So, second half of calendar is how do you actually figure out when things are and what you're doing on a particular day? Actually, it's not as bad as you might imagine it would be. We've got this grid, and this grid, right now, we're in month view, which I'll confirm with command 3.
By month, checked.
Okay. Command 1 is day, command 2 is week, command 3 is month, and command 4 is year. I usually either live in month view, so I can get an overview of the whole month, or day view if I need to look at a specific day. I normally don't bother with the other two, but you can if you want to. They're all equally accessible. Let's go into the grid.
Interact with grid, Sunday, May 31st, list.
And don't ask me why, but it sometimes defaults to a different day than it actually is. Command T.
Go to today.
We'll go to the current day, which is not the 31st.
Sunday, April 26th, list.
By the way, this is why I usually use the day view, because while Command T will go to the current month, it doesn't always go to the current day in that month. To get around this grid, though, it's not bad. VO up, down, left, or right. Left or right moves by day.
Monday, April 27th, Tuesday, April 28th, list.
And down or up, they move by week.
Tuesday, May 5th, one event, list. Tuesday, May 12th, list.
See. But today
Monday, is... Today, Monday, May 4th, list.
The May 4th, happy Star Wars Day, by the way. And you heard it say today, and that tells you that you're on, well, the day. It says list. List means there's nothing. If I went to tomorrow, though...
Tuesday, May 5th, one event, list.
It says one event. So I know that today I've got nothing because the list is empty. It says nothing about any events. I know tomorrow I've got one event. I know Wednesday...
Wednesday, May 6th, one event, list.
I've got one event. I know Thursday...
Thursday, May 7th, list.
...is empty. You get the idea. These are all just days on the calendar, and if it says that there's more than... zero events, if it actually says anything about an event, that means, obviously, that you've got an event on that day. So how do you actually see what events those are?
Wednesday, May 6th, one event, list.
Let's have a look. Interact.
Interact with Wednesday, May 6th, one event, list. CAP meeting starts on May 6th, 2015 at 5:45 p.m. and ends at 8:30 p.m. This event belongs to calendar, CAP, CAP meeting.
And it's going to repeat that a second time. So that one event is a CAP meeting from 5:45 onward, and it belongs to the CAP calendar. So it tells you everything you need to know. If there were more than one, all you'd have to do is VO up or VO down to review all the different ones. One other thing that a lot of people always want, and I do too, is a list view. How do you just get a list of all the events that you have in the current time period? There's no list view in this calendar app, I'm sorry to say. But there is the tab key, and the tab key actually does a pretty good job at giving you an approximation of a list. I'm on Wednesday right now. I'm going to press tab.
DC Washington concert practice starts on May 5th, 2015 at 7.
So I've got practice on Tuesday, and it goes from, it seems like anyway, as far as I can tell, it goes from today. It doesn't go from Wednesday where I just was. It goes from whatever the current day is. I hit tab again.
CAP meeting starts on May 6th, 2000.
And there's the one we just read. I hit tab again.
Mother's Day, May 10th, 2015. All dash day. This event belongs to calendar, U.S. holidays. Mother's Day, May 10th.
And again, it's going to repeat it. So it's just reading me every event that I have coming up. Tab again.
Appointment with Dr. Fernandez.
Okay. Shift tab moves back.
Mother's Day, May 10th. CAP meeting starts on May 6th.
You get the idea. So tab and shift tab move you through all the events that are currently visible. And I say currently visible because if you wanted to check, say, what you're doing only this week, we can do that. Command 2, week view.
By week, checked, Wednesday.
Now I can tab.
Appointment with Dr. Fernandez, start.
And it's not the current calendar week. It's actually, it seems to be a week from today. So if today were Thursday, it would go from Thursday to Thursday, which isn't necessarily what I would think of when I think current week, but that's how it's set up.
Calendars button.
And now it says calendars because I hit tab again, and I was on the last event for the current week.
Appointment with dr.cap meeting starts on May 6th.
I'm shift tabbing.
Mother's Day, May 10th, 2000. Previous week button.
You get the idea. So it's just moving back and forth, tab is forward, shift tab is backward, through all the events that are currently visible. And the visibility is set by showing by day, by week, by month, or by year with command 1 through command 4. The only other thing I really want to mention is, let me get into day view, command 1.
By day, Wednesday, May 6th, 2015.
How do you check on a certain day? Command shift T, command T is going to today, command shift T though.
Go to day ellipsis, interact with dialog, 4, window, calendar, May 6th, 2015, date, go to date.
Will let you choose any date to go to. So let me check out June 8th.
April, May, June.
And this is a date picker, so it's exactly the same as what we saw when we were adding that event a minute ago.
7, 6, 8.
There we go, June 8th. No, you can't just type in some numbers and go, but if you do want to type numbers, you can certainly do that. Again, if you're on the day of the date picker, you can type
25,
you know, whatever you want.
8.
Same for the year. You just have to move between the sections with left or right arrows instead of just typing it all out in one go. VO right.
Cancel button. Show default button.
And hit the show button.
Add no. Monday, June 8th, 2015. Two events. List one item selected.
And there we are. VoiceOver went silent for a second. It was on the list. I just wanted to VO left and VO right to show you where exactly we landed and what it would say. But it does land on the list. By the way, the reason I went to the show button and hit it instead of just pressing enter is as of OS 10.10.3, which is the current version on whatever today is, May 4th. Oh yeah, Star Wars Day. Anyway, as of this current version, there's a bug where if you press enter, sometimes VoiceOver will restart itself. The whole computer won't, but you'll just have to wait a few seconds for VoiceOver to come back. But VO spacing on the show button seems to avoid the problem. So that's why I did it. Anyway, let's look at what Monday on the 8th has.
Interact with Monday, June 8th, 2015. Two events, list one item selected. Write WWTC coverage log. Starts on June 8th, 2015 at 1:00 p.m. and ends at 6:00 p.m. This event belongs to calendar home. Write double.
And notice that I interacted with that list. That's so I can up or down arrow.
Furnace clean. Starts on June 8th, 2015.
Oh, right. We're getting the furnace clean that day, too. Let me go down.
Write WW.
To the blog. If you added, say, a note or a URL or something that we saw a minute ago that you could do, the way to get additional details on the event, Command I for information.
Get info, window, close window, button, info. Write WWTC coverage log, contents selected, edit text, home, pop-up button. Add location, edit text.
And you're seeing this,
add location.
This is basically what we saw when we were actually creating the event.
June 8th, 2015, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., button. Alert 30 minutes before, edit attendees, button. Add notes, URL, show, button.
So, same thing as we saw.
Close window,
let's
button.
Close this.
Press close window button.
So that's how you
this
get
event belongs to
more information, more details, and you could change something if you wanted to. The other way to change it is Command E.
Edit event popover. Event title.
Edit.
Home pop up button. Write WW pop. Add location. June 8th. Alert 30 minutes before start.
So they're both pretty much the same thing.
Write W.
I'm honestly not sure if there's a difference between them. Functionally, there doesn't seem to be, at least as of right now, but I could be wrong about that. I'm not a huge editor. I usually just make the event and that's it. I don't normally have to go back and change things. So Command-D edits, Command-I is information, but they seem quite similar. As far as I know, that is everything. So it's a pretty simple way to get around. I think you're seeing tab and shift tab, pretty similar to giving you a list. And again, what's in that list is controlled by which view you've selected with command 1 through command 4. If you have a trackpad, by the way, you can do this cool thing.
By month, checked. Monday, May 4th, 2015. Month calendar area, group.
Let me interact with that.
Interact with Monday, May 4th, grid. Interact with grid.
Grid, turn trackpad on.
Trackpad commander on.
There we go. Now I can use my finger.
Monday, June 1st, one event list. Monday, June 8th, two events list, one item selected. Tuesday, June 9th list.
So I'm moving my finger around the trackpad, and I'm using that finger to look at the different items on the grid. So if I know about where the day is on the grid, I can just go right to it.
Thursday, June 25th list.
And of course, if there were an event.
Wednesday, June 24th, one event list.
Interact.
Interact with Wednesday, June. CAP meeting starts on June 20.
There it is. So pretty cool thing there. If you are a fan of the trackpad commander, then month view and even week view.
By week, checked. Tuesday, June 9th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, June 14th, 2015. One event
you can
list.
See just all the days spread straight out across in a line.
Thursday, June 11th, 2015.
And I was touching near the top, I just touched again near the bottom, and it went back to the 11th. So it's not a grid there, it is just a straight line. But again, if you're a big user of the trackpad commander, then that's probably going to be a pretty quick way for you to get around. You can just touch approximately where you know the date's going to be, and you'll probably land on it. Pretty nice feature there. If you're a big calendar user, and you see things that I haven't covered, please let me know. If you have questions, let me know. And I will try to answer them. I tend to use Calendar more on my phone than on my Mac. But again, on the Mac, it's definitely doable. Certainly maybe not what you're used to, but absolutely accessible and really no major problems that I've seen aside from those weird little focus issues. Every so often when you're adding an event, you go to expand one of those sections. Aside from that, no problems, great app, and hopefully you have a slightly better handle on how exactly to use it and how best to take advantage of it. If you have any questions or comments, drop me a comment on the site or find me at VO Tips, that's VO, short for voiceover, tips, all one word, on Twitter.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.